子们的平安。
You see your brothers and sisters?
大家最近过得好不好？
How have you been these days?
诗篇是告诉我们说，人对我们说往哪里去，我们的心就欢喜。耶和华的殿
吧。First about our the temple of the Lord, and we rejoice.
不是人对我们说往那些时，我们心就欢喜。最近逛街逛多了。
Well, it's not that as we go to Macy's and we rejoice even more.
那我想我们上个礼拜讲的主题是什么？
Everyone remember the theme that we talked about last Sunday?
要爱你的邻舍啊。
Love your neighbor.
也就是在过去这个礼拜，你有没有立志要成为你周围人的祝福？
And this past week, have you determined within yourselves to be a blessing to those around you?
有没有真的这样子？定义说我要成为我周围人的祝福。
Has anyone purposed it will to be a blessing of those around me?
因为这个很重要的。
This is very important.
我们常常听了很多的信息。
We listen to a lot of messages.
但是信息如果没有改变我们的生命的话。
But if these messages do not change our minds.
如果没有影响我们的生活。
It does not influence the way we live.
为什么这个信息就很可惜？它就像水倒在那个破漏的篮子里面，它就漏掉了。
It's very tragic. These messages are like water poured into a basket with a hole.
要爱我们的邻舍。
To love our neighbor.
邻舍不需要去找的。
You don't need to go search for them.
就在我们眼前。
It's right in front of you.
爱人的机会不需要等的。
The opportunity to love someone.
周围都是。
It's all around us.
最亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们求神帮助我们，每一次听见信息，我们要开始活出来。
So brothers, we ask the Lord to help us. Whenever we hear these messages, we can put it to practice.
我们的问题是谁是我的邻舍？
Our biggest problem is we ask who is our neighbor.
谁配得我们爱他像爱自己一样？
Who's worthy of me to love as I love myself?
谁曾经是我们的邻舍，爱我们像爱他自己一样？
Who has been a neighbor that loved me as he's loved himself?
但是主耶稣却不是这样教我们。
But the Lord did not teach us that way.
主耶稣教导我们，我们要成为所有有需要人的邻舍。
The Lord says that we need to be a neighbor to all those who have needs.
我们知道我们周围的确会有一些人，可能我们不是很喜欢。
But we know that there may be people around us in our lives that doesn't put a smile on our face.
但是主耶稣给我们立的最好的榜样，就是他恨恶罪，但是他却爱罪人。
The Lord Jesus gave us the perfect example. He hates sin, but he loves sinners.
C.S. Lewis 曾经讲过一次，有一次他分享的时候
，C.S. Lewis once shared.
他说他的老师以前告诉他说，主耶稣爱罪人，但是恨恶罪。
And his teachers once taught him that.Jesus loves sinners, but he hates sin.
但是他说，所以你可以讨厌那个人做的事，但是你还是可以爱这个坏人。
So the teacher taught him that you can hate the very things that he's doing, but you can still love him.
他说他心里面不以为然，他绝对不能明白，他说你怎么可能讨厌这个人做的事，却喜欢他呢？而且还是爱他。
He cannot comprehend this teaching. He said, how is it possible for me to hate the very things that he's doing, but still love him?
他就知道有一天
他
说很多年以后
many years after he heard
that, 他突然发现了这样子的一个人
and all of a sudden he met such a person
他真的很讨厌他做的事
he hated everything that he did
但是他却很爱他
but he loves him
你知道是谁吗
do you know who that is?
我看到有人说他太太吗他自己
so you think of one's that is why it was himself
那原来我就是这样子一个人
do you realize that I am such a person
我做了这么多的坏事
I've done so many terrible things
但是我却很爱我自己
but yet I love myself
所以他就晓得我们真是应该要爱我们的邻舍
he knows that I love my neighbor
有一次在手术房里面
so one time in the operation room
真的看到之前那个主治医师就问他旁边的助理医师
so the role of right from operation the chief surgeon asked the assistant next to him
他说在这个房间里面谁最重要
and he said in this room who's the most important
这些小实习生马上说了当然是你啊主治大夫
all these assistants said of course it's you
没想到他承认也认得不是
and he says no
他说：“那都是周围帮助你的这些助手们。”
I said, everybody probably thinks, okay, that it's got to be the assistants, right?
No.
He says, no.
The patient, 病人是最重要的。
The patient is the most important person in this room.
今天在我们的周围里面啊。
There are people around us.
当人真正落在需要、落在罪恶里的时候。
And when people are fallen into needs and fallen to sin.
这是他们是最需要耶稣的。
That is the time they need Jesus the most.
但是我希望我们在这里讲彼此相爱、讲爱邻舍，我们都不要当道理。
So I pray that as we talk about loving one another, loving our neighbors, it's not just doctrine. And we need a will within ourselves that we become a blessing for all those around us. The very person who's sitting right next to you right now, and your family members who lives with you under the same roof, and the brothers and sisters that you can see, your co-workers, your relatives, that you may be a blessing to all those people.
Amazing Grace.
Today we're going to try to look at Amazing Grace. And I think it's the most wonderful topic for us to close this month.
圣经上有很多的字在我们的身上用久的时候，已经失去了它的分量。And
there are a lot of words in the scripture that is used on us and lose its intensity.
复活就是一个，对不对？
For example, resurrection.
那我们讲复活讲太频繁了。We
talk about resurrection is so common, it's so casual.
如果我们真知道什么叫复活的话，那不得了的事情。
Truly understand what is resurrection, it's amazing thing.
复活是从死人起来的。Able
to cause who is dead to rise.
让我们再软弱、再不行的人能够起来得胜。No
matter how feeble, how weak a person would be, he would rise into victory.
Grace 也是。
Grace is the same thing.
高兴 Grace 没站起来。
Everyone who is falling asleep, they're awake now.
Grace
is important.
So this song is called Amazing Grace.
Because the song says Amazing Grace.
When
we talk about grace, and again, we use it very loosely. And we say, yes, we are those who have been blessed, who have received the grace of God. And we know how to give thanks, we give testimony of God's grace. But I trust that in eternity, when we look upon the grace that we will see, we will be a whole different person today.
Amazing grace is
yes, this is an amazing grace.
And
I give a very simple example. And a few days ago, I read an article in Australia. A bunch of ostriches ran into the cities for water because they were stuck in drought. And let's say we use an example and we camels and all these camels as examples for us. It's almost the same.
我是讲圣经的，然后你给他第一个条件，
you give him a requirement.
你拿你妈妈或是太太缝衣服的针，说你骆驼，你必须穿过针眼，我就给你水喝。
And I said to the camel, if you can pass through the eye of the needle, then I'll give you water.
不然你就饿死，不然你就渴死。
Or you'll die of thirst.
请问如果你是骆驼的话，你会想什么？
If you are the camel, what would you? How would you think?
怎么可能？ 那我们一首诗歌179首说，何能如此如我也能？
We have a hymn 179 said, and can it be that I should gain?
我这个大骆驼怎么可以穿越过针眼呢？
This big camel like myself, how can I go through the eye of the needle?
弟兄姊妹，今天你我这样子败坏的人，居然能够成为圣洁，能够得救，比这个骆驼穿针眼还要难。
You and I who are corrupt, and we could come and be saved. It is more amazing than the camel going through the eye of a needle.
当我那天向着那个针眼走过，走走走走走，我知道我死定了。
And that day, as I walk towards the eye of the needle, I know I am dead.
我怎么可能pass这个挑战？
There's no way that I can pass this challenge.
怎么可能达到这个要求？
There's no way I can meet this requirement.
没想到当我靠着耶稣的时候，哎，我过去了。
But amazingly, by Jesus, I passed through.
我居然passed through神圣洁的审判，我得救了。
I passed through the righteous judgment of God, and I am saved.
耶稣的宝血。
Because the blood of Jesus is on me.
他为我死,
he died for me.
这叫做惊人的恩典,
this is amazing grace.
我得救了,
I am saved. I was lost, but I am saved.
从天下眼,
I was blind, but I now see. This is called amazing grace. It is impossible for me to be saved. But in Christ I received it.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. 所以刚才师母带这首诗歌的时候，我在想，哎。 看他怎么把我要讲的讲去
呢 ？As soon as Nancy was leaving the song, she took all the words out of my mouth.
我们两个各忙各的，都没有空 share.
We were all busy preparing, and we didn't share with one another.
因为今天我正好想John Newton，他说他年轻的时候，他对很多事情都很有把握。
And I was going to talk about John Newton as well. When he was young, he was very assured of many things in his life.
他老的时候，他说我只有两件事情有把握。
When he came to his old age, there were only two things that he was certain.
You
guys recall what Sister Nancy said?
Very
first thing.
我是个大罪人。
I am a great sinner.
他说他很有把握的。
Because I am certain of that.
第二件事情。
And secondly,
他说信的主是 all sufficient Christ. 他是一个全有全足的每个救主 Savior.
My Savior Jesus Christ is all sufficient.
他说这两件事情是我最有把握的。
So these two things I am certain of.
我再多加一点。
I'm going to add one more.
他说我将来到了天上的时候。
He says when I go into heaven.
有三个 wonders, 有三个让我惊讶的事。
There are three things that would amaze me, that I would wonder about.
它的第一个会让我很惊讶的事情。
The very first thing.
就是有很多我认为在天上会看见的人居然没有来。
There are a lot of people that I thought that I would see in heaven that I wouldn't see.
但是他说这是会是我的第一个 wonder. 为什么他们没有来？我以为他得救了。
My first wonder is that I thought they were saved, but they're not here.
他说我的第二个 wonder,
and the second wonder that I would have,
就是很多我从来不觉得会上去，没想到在那边。
Many that I thought that is impossible they'd be in heaven, but they are actually there.
他说第三个最大的 wonder 是，就是我知道我会在那边。
The third greatest wonder is that I am there.
弟兄姊妹啊，这是这惊人的恩典。
Sisters, this is amazing grace.
我这样子的败坏，但是我却可以得救。
How corrupt that I am, that I could be saved.
所以我们现在一起来读这一节圣经，好不好？
Let's together come and read this verse.
这是我们今天背诵经文。
Our memorization scripture.
我们一起来读提后第一章第九节。
Second Timothy chapter 1 verse 9.
神救了我们，因神召召我们，不是按我们的行为。乃是按他的旨意和恩典，这恩典是万古之先在基督耶稣里赐给我们的。那我们再要读一次，好不好？
一个王国产。
神就让我们以圣召召我们，不是按我们的行为，乃是按他的旨意和恩典。这恩典是万古之先。在基督耶稣里赐给我们的，请注意到这里面至少讲到几件事情。
A couple of things that are mentioned in this one verse alone.
有一个恩典。
There is a grace.
有一个礼物。
There is a gift.
早就预备好了。
It's been prepared.
啊，不是一个月前，刚一月开始的时候，你妈妈为你预备。
Was it a gift that that was prepared a month ago by your mom?
这个礼物是在创立世界以前，在万。
This gift was prepared before the foundation of the earth, before time began.
第二个
secondly,
这个礼物是神预备的。
This gift was prepared by God Himself.
哦，不是一般人预备的。
Not just a common person.
我想我们从小到大收过很多礼物。
I think we all receive many gifts.
有的时候礼物你知道大概不会是太贵重的。
Some gifts that you receive from some individuals you know is not going to be very costly.
有人送你礼物，你会知道，哎，这个人。不会随便买礼物，他买的礼物都常常正好针对我需要。
You know some people when they buy the gifts, they are always appropriate to your very need.
那圣经上告诉我们，这个礼物是神预备的。
And the scripture tells us that this gift was prepared by God.
那第三个
，Thirdly,
那这个礼物是非常丰富的礼物，就是他的儿子耶稣基督。
This gift is immensely abundant as Jesus Christ is son.
还有在耶稣基督里面一切的丰富，这个圣经上的经文太丰，我们读过了。
All the fullness in Christ,
所有属天一切的福分都在基督里赐给我们。
All the heavenly blessings are given to us in Jesus Christ.
所有神本性一切的丰富都在基督里给我们。
All the blessedness of the nature of God has been given to us in Christ.
保罗甚至讲到一个地步，神如果连他儿子都舍得给，不也把万物都给我们吗
？Paul God to understand said that if He's willing to give His own Son.What else would he withhold from us?
保罗在明前说，万有都是你们的。
And in 1 Corinthians he says, all things are ours.
因为在他儿子里面什么都给了。
Because in his son he has given us all.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这个礼物给我们，他说不是按我们的行为。
And the scripture tells us that this gift was given to us not according to our works.
是按什么？
But according to
他的旨意和恩典。
But according to his purpose and his grace.
换句话说，如果要用资格，谁有资格来领这个礼物，就没有一个人有资格。
So, in other other words, if anyone thinks that by right that I can claim this gift, no one has the right to.
真正从神的角度看我们的话，我们在主的面前，真会觉得我怎么配呀？If
we really able to see ourselves through the eyes of God, we would discover how is it that we are worthy.
在英国爱丁堡有一个很有名的牧师叫 Alexander White.
There's a pastor in England by the name of Alexander White.
你知道吗？他有一天这样祷的时候，
one day as he was preaching,
他的弟兄姊妹，你们知不知道？我最近终于知道在爱丁堡教会的那个家伙是谁了。
He said, he was preaching in Edinburgh. He said, brothers and sisters, today I've discovered who's the worst guy in Edinburgh. Brothers and sisters, everybody wanted to hear who this guy was. You guys all know who he's going to talk about.
Right?
He says, Alexander White is me. Paul is more spiritual than he is. Paul says, I am the chief among sinners. So if I ask you, who's the worst guy in Silicon Valley? You guys said, Pastor Yu, I would agree with you. I'm not being polite, it's very real.
所以，这弟兄说能够讲保罗那样子话的人，其实是很属灵的。And
Brother Shu, when he was sharing with us, he said that for people to be able to speak as Paul has spoken, he's actually a very spiritual person.
那我们很多时候我们都讲保罗主啊，我是个罪魁，对不对？And
we often say that I am a sinner.
我们没有那个味道，你知道吗？We
don't have actually the flavor when we say those words.
我们对那个罪恶的那个体会，或是对主的那个伤害的感觉，没有那么深。And
our understanding of our sin and how much we've hurt Jesus, we don't really know it very well.
没有，我们真的不知道自己多坏。And
we really do not understand how terrible we are.
这样子的一个人居然可以得救。But
yet such a person can be saved.
你看那个 George Whitefield， 他常常讲到在美国大复兴，在英国、美国他到处讲到。George
Whitefield， when he was preaching here in the States in England and caused a great revival，
他常常就在那个外面街头或是荒野就这样讲到。
A lot of times it is in the wilderness at the street corners he would just begin to speak。
他可以对上万的人讲到不用麦克风的。
He could speak to tens of thousands without a microphone。
有一次他在那边讲到。
And one time he was preaching.
有一个不信主的人，非常硬的心，他好奇，他来看看热闹。
An unbeliever, he was just out of curiosity, he wanted to come to see what's going on.
但是他不想听到。
But he didn't want to listen to what he was
saying. 所以他就爬到一棵树上。
So he climbed up onto a tree,
坐了一个很好的位置。
And he sat in a very good place.
然后就在开始的时候，他就两个指头插到耳朵里。
So as the meeting began, he plugged his ears and he was watching.
看底下这些基督徒怎么样聚会。
And he was just watching how the Christians would get together.
并且拿着他们家。
And he was watching without listening a word. And all of a sudden a bee came. So he was trying to get the bee out of his way, but with his elbow. And no matter how he moved, the bee wouldn't leave him alone. So finally he took out one of his hands and he hit the bee. And George Whitefield all of a sudden said, all those who have ears must hear.
他马上的听到第一句话就是翻译而来的注意当听。The
very first thing he heard when he removed his hand was, all those who have ear must hear.
吓一跳，他说我就听听看。And
he was frightened, he said, okay, I'm going to listen again. That day he was saved.
就是那个这么硬的心的人，神都可以找他来拯救。Stubborn
heart, God could save him.
我们犯罪硬心抵挡神，但是神却他的爱却改变我们。We
sin, we're stubborn, we resist God, but His love can change us.
这叫做神爱我们，用他的圣召召我们，不是爱我们的行为，而是爱他的旨意和恩典。This
is what is called that God has loved us and called us with a holy calling, and blessed us not according to our works.
所以保罗说：“我今日成了何等的人，是蒙了神的恩才成的。”
Paul says, what a man have I become, that I am who I am because of God's grace.
If
we really understand the grace of God, we would all marvel and say, it is really God's grace that I am who I am today.
在英国伦敦那个比较高级的这边一个金融区，有一个很大的教会，他们是比较富有的人在那里。
That's a very big cathedral. Middle of London as a very wealthy district.
When they Christian churches, as
they begin to grow, they begin to expand, they have set up three Christian churches.
他们就是在英国比较贫穷落后那个犯罪的事情比较多的地方建立一些教会。
They establish in the areas where it's a little more step back and there's a lot more crime going on.
然后他们每一个月的第一个礼拜是 combined meeting， 三个 Christian church 就可以来到这个 home church 聚会。
The first week of each month, all the sister churches, these Christian churches, would come together.They were assembled together.
It was during the combined meeting 的时候.
And one day in the combined meeting,
他们多名聚会.
They were having a communion together.
那个牧师在那边呼召人到神面前来认罪的时候.
The pastor was calling everyone to come before the Lord to repent.
很多人都跪在前面.
And many people were kneeling down in front.
那个牧师就突然注意到一件事情.
The pastor discovered one thing.
那英国伦敦高等法院的法官.
And the judge, the Supreme Court judge in England.
他居然跪着，他旁边的那个人就是他判了他七年关在监狱刚刚出来的犯人，跟他跪在一起。
And he was kneeling right next to a person that he had sentenced 7 years ago to prison and has just been released.
然后他只是注意到，他不晓得他们彼此有没有发现。
And he recognized each other.
因为散会的时候呢，正好这个牧师跟这个法官一起回家走在路上。
And right after the service, the pastor was walking home with this judge.
这个。牧师就问这个法官，他说：“你有没有注意到今天谁跪在你旁边？”
他说 ：“Did you recognize who was kneeling right next to you today？”
然后那个法官说：“他说神的恩典真的是太奇妙。
”And the judge says, "God's grace it is amazing."
真的是一个 miracle of grace.
It is a miracle of grace.
那个牧师就说：“所以你注意到了。
”And so the pastor says, "So you noticed?"
他法官说。你心里想的是谁呀、
啊、？And the pastor said, or the judge says, who are you thinking about?
他说就是跪在你旁边那个被你判了七年、被关了七年才出来的那个弟兄。
And the pastor said, oh, is that I'm referring to that criminal that you sentenced
some years ago? No. 他说我不是在讲他。
The judge says, no, I wasn't talking about that.
他在讲一句话是在讲我自己。
I was talking about myself.
他说要那位弟兄，这个无恶不作犯罪这个堕落的弟兄，让他蒙恩承认是罪人，很容易的事情。
And it is very easy for my brother, who's not a criminal, for him to acknowledge that he's a sinner. It's very easy to do.
他说到我这个从小就是这么在各方面父母亲教导老师逼我就是要结束，然后流经出来，然后做了高等法院的法官。
For someone like myself, who's my parents is disciplined and all things.I am now a judge in the Supreme Court.
天天判一张罪的这个法官
a judge who is giving sentences each day to those who have
been. 要我能够在神的面前承认自己是个罪人，那是很大的问题。
Sentence those who has been are sinners for me to acknowledge that I am a sinner is a greater grace.
从小认为自己不错，那种骄傲傲慢，要能够承认这个自己犯的罪一点不输样子的犯人，他说这是一件不容易的事情，那是。The miracle of grace.
God transferred me from the pride of my righteousness to acknowledge that I am no different than a criminal who is a sinner. It's a miracle of God.
这就是保罗说的。
And this is what Paul is saying.
我今天成了何等的人。
What a man that I've become.
是因为蒙了神的恩典才成的。
And it's because of the grace of God.
第二件事情，保罗在这里也教导我们要怎么样子一生能够浸沉在主的恩典中。
And Paul teaches how do we be immersed in the grace of God all the days of our life.
我们不光是知道我们自己是一个蒙恩的人。
Not only know that we are people who are blessed.
我们要怎么样子让我们这一生能够真正的活在恩典的里面。
But how do we allow all the days of our lives and we will live in the midst of His grace?
那在这里我列了几节的圣经。
I listed a few verses here.
第一节就是我们很熟的哥林多后书。十二章第九节。
他说我
的恩典够你用的。
My grace is sufficient for you。
这个中文圣经感觉不出那个味道来哈。
The Chinese translation you can't quite grasp the tense of the verse。
那么在英文我们就知道神的恩典 grace is sufficient， 它是用现在式。
Again, the verse says, "My grace is sufficient."
在这里讲到两件事情。
It speaks of two things.
就是每一个的现在都应该是我们蒙恩的机会。
And every one of those nows, this present time, is our time to receive God's grace.
就是神的恩典不是我们得救的时候哦，我蒙恩的。
And God's grace is not something that I receive when I was saved.
的确，我们得救的时候，我们得到的恩典远远超过我们所能明白。
But just when we were saved, this grace has come to us, surpasses what we can understand.
但是恩典的支取、享用和经历，应该是每一个现在。
The receiving and the enjoying and the exercising of grace should be every moment, the present moment.
就像穆迪说的，他说你不可能一直吃，吃了六个月的饭，你未来半年不要吃了。
And it's just like Moody said, it's impossible for you to eat for 6 months, and then afterwards you say, I don't need to eat anymore.
你也不是一直吸吸的够一个礼拜的空气，然后下个礼拜不用吸了。
And it's not that you can breathe in enough air for a month, you don't have to breathe the next month.
就像呼吸一样，是每一个的现在。
Just like breathing is for the every moment, the present moment.
活在神的恩典，应该是每一个现在的经历。
And also living in God's grace is every moment.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，千万不要以为读经来教会才是蒙恩的机会，不止这个。
Do not think that as I open and read the scriptures and I come to church is the only times that I receive God's grace.
每一个的现在都应该是蒙恩的。
But every moment, every present time is your time to receive God's
grace. 第二个，这节的圣经告诉我们，恩典是够我们用的。
And secondly, His grace is sufficient for us.
它永远够用。
It is always sufficient.
所以有一次，这个施布真牧师，你知道，这个他在20岁不到，神就开始重用他了。
Brother Spurgeon, before he reached the age of 20, the Lord used him mightily.
他被人家称为讲坛王子，是讲道上最会讲道的一个神的仆人。
People have named him the Prince of the Pulpit.
所以他们最初的他的教会已经上万人。
And so before he was even near his 20s, the congregation reached tens of thousands.
有一次他自己因为非常疲倦
，so once he was very exhausted，
他服侍的很累
，and he was very exhausted from the service。
就在他回家的时候
，and on his way home，
他就突然默想到这件事情
，he thought this verse，
主的话告诉他说，我的恩典是够你用的
，the word of God says that my grace is sufficient for you。
哎呀，这句话一下子在他里面亮起来
，these words all of a sudden was open to him。
为什么我觉得这么累啊
？so why do I feel so？
为什么我觉得恩典不够用？
神
说他的恩典是现在就是够用的。
God says my grace now is sufficient。
所以他在里面默想这句话的时候
，so he was meditating on these words。
他说他觉得自己像一条小鱼，在这个泰晤士河，那个英国伦敦的泰晤士河，里面怕是把水给喝完了。
And he thought he was a small fish in the midst of the river in London that he felt that he was afraid that he would drink up all the water。
他说他自己像一只小老鼠，跑到埃及约瑟那时候饥荒饥的那个粮食无限，对不对？怕把那些粮食给吃完了。
He felt that the fear within him was like a little mouse that was in the storehouse of fear of Joseph, and he was afraid that he would consume all this food that was stored.
他觉得自己像一个爬山，爬到山顶上，他把这个空气中的氧都给吸完的人一样。他觉得自己。
And he was afraid that he would be a person who would climb up top the mountain and inhale all the air. He realized he was a person that did not know God.
每一个的现在
every one of his present,
神的恩典都够用
God's grace is sufficient.
弟兄姊妹，我就想问问在座的弟兄姊妹
So I'd just like to ask all of you,
我也从中的这一方来问我自己
And I also ask myself this question,
到底在这个时刻
at this very moment,
或是在我最近所碰到的难处
The difficulties that I'm facing right now.
但是我的恩典够不够用
Is my grace, is God's grace sufficient for me?
不是曾经够用
It's not that it happened sufficient.
然后盼望现在够用
And I'm hoping it will be
sufficient. 盼望将来够用
Or hoping that it will be sufficient.
我的问题就是 right at this moment 够不够用就在这个时刻够不够用
My question is right at this moment, here and now, is it sufficient for me?
所以篇篇摩根讲到希伯来书4章16节的时候，他说：“我们来到诗人的宝座前，得连续蒙恩惠，做随时的帮助。”原文是说做即时的帮助。
So Morgan says in Hebrews chapter 4 that we come to the throne of grace for a time of need.
他说那个时间是讲的 in the nick of time, just right at the time.就在那个时刻已经够用的。
The verse says right at that present time is sufficient for me.
所以就是这是我们的一个挑战。
And this is our challenge.
很多时候在我们困难里面，我们觉得力量不够。
A lot of times in our trials, we feel that we don't have enough strength.
仇敌让我们觉得神不爱我们。
And the enemy causes to doubt the love of God.
我们里面觉得那个恩典不够的样子。
And we think that grace is not enough.
但是神的话就说我的恩典是够你用的。
God's word says, my grace is sufficient for you.
所以有另外一个
So another pastor, when he was in total despair, he was on his couch, and he didn't have the strength to pray. All of a sudden, he saw this verse that was hung on the wall of his house that says, "My grace is sufficient for you."
My grace is sufficient. 那个 is 现在是用绿色的不同的颜色把它highlight出来。And
that flag, the word is particularly highlighted.
就是那一个字一下就浮出来，我的恩典现在够你用。But
all of a sudden, that word is hit him, and he realized it's sufficient for me now.
他就跪到主的面前。So
he got on his knees before him.
有一个神圣的不满足跟不甘心。And
there's only the satisfaction within his heart.
你的应许是够。
He says, your promises are sufficient.
而且你的应许是现在就够，每一个现在都够。
And your promises are sufficient for every one of my nows.
我的经历是我现在不够。
And my experience tells me that it's not sufficient now.
我的经历是我觉得我碰不到你的恩典。
And my experience tells me I can't touch your grace right now.
所以他在主人面前有个不甘心，既然够用，就让我得到这个够用的恩典。
The satisfaction says, God, if you say it's sufficient, then let me receive the sufficient grace. So he prayed before God earnestly.
And
when he got up, he realized he received all the sufficient grace.
And
all the outward difficulties
were
there. But he was filled with the power, the presence.
弟兄姊妹，这就是我们底下讲的啊。 他说要在主的恩典中要刚强起来。主的恩典不仅仅够用。
God's grace is not always sufficient.
他应许我们要恩上加恩的赐给我们。所以我们在主的面前，我们要在恩典中要刚强，保罗劝提摩太要在主的恩典中刚强。
Paul says to Timothy, be strengthened in the grace of God.
因为圣经上告诉我们。
Scripture tells us. And that God with all wisdom wants to grant unto us the fullness of this grace. Please pay attention. And this grace is with all wisdom. And will give to us an abundance. Not only just sufficient.
真的充足了，overflow，那是我们应该要去买的啊，那神怎么给呢？
And how does God give it to us?
他说他用他的智慧聪明，
And according to His wisdom，
用诸般的智慧聪明给我们，
And all manners of wisdom，
所以很多的时候已经给了，
A lot of times He's already given to us，
只是我们不知道，
But we do not realize。
我很喜欢讲一个小故事，我在你们中间，我在我们自己中间很久没讲。
I told the story and I know that I've said it for a long time. 我这样讲你们就会说，那我听过了。然后我就跟他说，I heard this one. 我听过，还是？I heard it. I'm gonna tell it again. 我就简单讲的。I'll simplify. 那个小家伙在客厅里面打呼的时候，那个小家伙的客厅里面打呼的时候，他妈妈跑过来。His mom ran to him. 发现那个小家伙手伸到他们家的几代的传家之宝那个古董花瓶里面。
你说你们说爸爸妈妈的这时候会什么感觉？ 感谢神。
Dave and Aaron, thank God.
用这么样很简单。
How tragic! Without it, the vessel's broken.
那个遗憾，那个懊恼，那个感觉是没办法形容。
This despair, this frustration, this anger cannot be described.
其实我看这个故事的时候，我就想到将来最懊恼的其实就是这个小孩，对不对？
A lot of times when I look at this story in more detail, I realize it's the kid that is going to be most miserable. Because this is supposed to be his in the future. We say, oh, this kid has no sense of value. So for this one penny, all these mentions are gone. We know it's not worth it, but this kid is too ignorant.
但是今天在我们的生命里面，在属灵的眼光来看，我们也常常犯同样的错。
A lot of times, spiritually speaking, in our lives, we make the same error.
我们为了抓住一些我们认为宝贵的东西
，We hold on to some things that we deem very precious.
但是我们付的代价，常常是我们一生将来会后悔无穷。
But the price that we pay is something that we will regret for the rest of our life.
因为我们几乎是用永恒在这里牺牲永恒，为了抓住今生。
A lot of times, we're sacrificing eternity.
我们为了那些一定会损坏的、不能永存的，来牺牲了那些长存在天上的。
We sacrifice those things that are incorruptible and that are lasting forever for things that are corruptible and temporal.
所以当神今天把恩典给我们的时候
，So when God has given us grace today,
这个是需要用信心来接受的。
This is something you need to receive by faith.
但其实神的恩典。
In actuality, the grace
of God is
not only just sufficient, but in its fullness will be given to us.
那个关键就在于，
the criticality of the
God. 恩典的赐效只有一个管道，叫做他的儿子耶稣基督。
The giving of this grace is only but one channel, called Jesus Christ, His Son.
所以我们的这一句话，基督是一切都在一切之内。
So when we say Christ is all and in all.
我们每个礼拜至少会看一遍。
Every Sunday, everybody sees these words once a week.
我希望有一天这几个字在我们里面落在里面，再也洗不掉了。
I pray that these words are something that will be burned into our image.
所有跟基督发生关系的事情都是大事。
Everything that has something to do with Christ is a big thing.
在所有的环境里面，我们只要得到基督，所有的恩典祝福都来。
In all of our circumstances, as long as we have Christ, all the blessings are there.
你不要去在乎外面人所认为的福分。
You don't need to care about what other people think or the blessings.
不是说神不会给。
I'm not saying that God will not give.
那些东西跟神要给的，那简直没得比。
The things that a lot of times we long for cannot be compared with the things that God wants to give us.
那第二目的，尤其到英国去的时候。
Dale Moody once when he was traveling in England.
然后他到 Scotland， 他到苏格兰去讲道。
He was preaching in Scotland.
讲完道的时候，有人带他去看一个弟兄。
And afterwards, someone took him to go visit a particular brother.
他们告诉他说，这个弟兄十五岁的时候，不知道是运动还是打球，被东西。打到他的脊椎断掉。
And this brother, when he was age of 15, through some activities, he was hit the spine and his spine was broken.
我在医院的时候碰到一个类似这样子的人，打棒球滑垒被人家跳起来，然后踩下来把他脊椎踩断
了。I met somebody when I was young in the hospital. A kid was playing baseball. He was sliding to the base. Somebody jumped up and landed on his back and broke his back.
那这个年轻人从十五岁。躺在床上，终身痛苦，然后不能动。
This young man was bedridden since the age of 15. He could not move.
连穆迪去看他的时候，他已经躺在床上40年。
And when Moody went to visit him, he's been in bed 40 years.
他以为这个人会跟他有很多很多的抱怨，脾气暴躁。
And he thought that this particular person would complain a lot and grumble about a lot of things.
没有想到穆迪看完他以后
，And not to realize after Moody had visited him.
穆迪常常跟弟兄姊妹讲，他说他是我这一生碰到的最快乐的一个人。
Moody often said that this man that I met is the happiest, joyous man I ever met.
他说我这一生碰到一个最快乐的人就是那个躺在病床上的这个人。
And the person that I met that is the joyousest person I ever met is that man who's in bed.
他说那天我进到他房间里面的时候
，That day when I entered his bedroom，
也是在我这一生里面，我觉得地跟天靠天靠的最近的一个地方。
And it's also the very first time I felt that heaven and earth were so close.
我这个躺在病床上这么痛苦的地方，他居然整个人像活在天里面。
This brother who cannot move outwardly seems like he's in pain, but he looks like he's in heaven.
穆迪就问他
，And so our brother Moody asked him，
他
Does not Satan tempt you to complain toward God? And when I see my friends and my colleagues who ride on horseback on the streets, Satan would often put these voices in my head and say, you could have been doing that, you could have been riding a better car. When I see teenagers running around in front of me, you realize the way he ran when he was younger. Satan would say to him, look at your God, does he love you? Why would he let you stay in bed like this?
There's
so many teenagers who are sitting here. Can you imagine one day if you are
bedridden?
And these tragedies happen to many. But for Moody, he said that this man is the happiest man that I've ever met.
这个人说他们的房间是我遇见天居的天居近的地方。
And this bedroom is the place where I think heaven is closest to earth.
哦，这个姊妹，她说每一次仇敌来试探她的时候。
And this brother says that whenever Satan comes and tempts him,
他就拿撒旦去看加利山的十字架，耶稣基督。
And he says, Satan, go look at Calvary. I answer all his temptations with Jesus Christ on the cross. I should have been the one that is hung on that cross. He died for me, he shed his blood for me, he gave me eternal life.
弟兄姊妹，今生保罗说这是自斩自情的苦楚。The
brother says, Paul says that this life is but temporal suffering.
It's
accomplished within us a glory, eternal glory, a joy unexpressible. It is impossible. It's not good enough for us just to talk about reason. We need the Holy Spirit to open our eyes. That we may truly see what we have received in Jesus Christ. It is not that our suffering is not painful.
不是我们的经历不痛苦。
And it's not that our experiences are not hard.
全部都是真的。
They are all real.
但是当我们一碰到耶稣的时候,
But when we meet Jesus,
我们一碰到在耶稣基督里面我们所得着的,
When we meet all that we receive in Jesus Christ,
保罗就能说这是自斩自情的苦楚。
And Paul would say that these sufferings are temporal. These sufferings are to fulfill and to accomplish the glory of God. So in grace, we need to strengthen ourselves. And to know that the way God gives us His grace, and the way that we want God's grace is different. You look at this man. Lying in bed.
40 years.
痛成这样子不能动, and he's in pain, he could not move.
我们不需要去怎么样子去安慰他。
And there's not much we can say to comfort him.
因为人的安慰没有用的。
Because the comfort of man is sometimes
useful.
It's very limited at best.
当他跟恩典的主相遇的时候,
when that person meets the grace of God,
my grace is sufficient, and it hasn't done something with
you. The word my sufficient is more sufficient for you, becomes reality for him. My strength is made perfect in your weakness. So all these difficulties do not fear, but by the grace of God, strengthen ourselves.
彼得也劝我们要在恩典中要不住的有长进。
Peter also says, grow continually in His grace. His grace is not just a little bit.
It's grace upon grace.
It's always grace upon grace.
我们都蒙恩了，对不对?
We've all received God's grace, correct?
但是永远不止这么一点点。It's
not just a little bit.
还有更多的。
There is more.
There's always more to come.
There's always more to come.
Always more to follow.
There's always more to follow.
以前有一个英国有一个伯爵，他成就很大。
There was a particular professor, doctor in England.
他
very successful.
他这个邮政系统甚至邮票都是他发明的。
He has invented the
postal service.
Postal service.
The stamps. 那他自己也被英国放在邮票上面。
And his picture was also on the stamps in England.
他叫 Roland Hill。他后来有一次，他后来变成牧师了。
His name is Roland Hill, and he became a pastor one day.
这个人呢，天生长得很凶恶的。
He looked very angry.
很凶恶，像个流氓，像个坏人。
He looked like a gangster.
Oh, you're so like me, huh?
I don't know what that means.
有一次有一个人跑到他面前。
So one day somebody came and ran in front of him.
看着他看
五分钟了。Somebody just this person stared at him for 5 minutes.
然后那天注意到这个一直在看着他，后来就问他说：“到底有什么东西让你一直想看
？”And Roman Hill realized that this person was staring at him. He said, "What is it about me that makes you want to look at me?"
他说：“我在注意你脸上这些线条。
”He says, "I'm paying attention to all the lines on your face."
他说：“有什么不一样吗？”
What is anything special about?
他说：“还好你信主，不然你真像个流氓，像个坏人。”
It's a good thing that you believe in the Lord, or else.
我不说他是 very bad person， 我本来今天要把他照片给你们看的，其实没有那么糟了，比我好看。
Here's his picture. He looks not doesn't look that bad.
这个有一个人呢，这个去世了，就把一笔财产、一笔钱交给 Roman Hill.
And when a person, this particular person, passed away.And he gave all his inheritance to him.
觉得他是一个很可以 trust 的人。
Then he thought that he was a very trustworthy person.
他说：“你帮我一件事情。”
He said, "Please help with one thing."
那有一个很穷很穷的传道人。
And there's a very poor pastor.
我把这笔钱交给你，我来照顾他的生活。
And I'm gonna give you the sum of money. Please take care of him for me.
但是不要让他知道这是我来的。
Please do not tell him that it's from me.
所以这个 Roland Hill 拿着这笔钱呢，想说呢，怎么？是不是要马上送给他
？Roland Hill got the sum of money and he was wondering should I give it to him right away.
因为他里面大概主感动他哈，他就想说不要一次给他。
The Lord moved him and so he decided not to give him everything at once.
所以他就每隔几天寄五英镑给这个传道人。
Every few days he would send the five pounds to this person.
那是19世纪初期啊，1800多年的时候，就每隔一段时间寄五英镑给他。
This is like the early 19th century.Every few days he would send 5 pounds.
他就在这五磅的里面，他就加一个纸条。
And within the money that he spent, he sent a little note as well.
There's more to follow.
And he said that there's more to follow.
还有更多的要来。
There's more to come.
过一阵子又有五英镑，又说又有更多的要来。
After a while, the same thing happened. He got 5 pounds, and the note says more to follow.
要是把你神经收得这样细呢
？Francis, you like these gifts?
那这个五英镑，这个可以够两个礼拜用，绝对没问题的。
Five pounds in those days was sufficient for his use for a couple of weeks.
大学生都很喜欢收到这个哈，然后他们都点头。Always more to follow.
Always more to follow.
那就是因为神的恩典其实不仅是够我们用，它是恩上加恩，非常丰富。
God's grace is not just sufficient for us, but it's grace upon grace, more and more.
所以有时候诗歌不止这么一点哈，为什么
？There's more and more.
那我们要怎么样子在这样子一个丰富的恩典里面，我们恩上加恩的来享受它呢
？How do we enjoy God's presence and enjoy God this grace that is more and more？
第三件事情讲到这个恩典叫我们可以甘心踏定跟随主的道路。
And thirdly, that we be willing to follow steadfastly with the Lord's grace。
诗篇65:11说到：“你以恩典为连续的冠冕，你的路径都滴下脂油。”
Hymns 95 says, "If you crown me."
You crown the ear with your goodness.
Crown my ears with goodness, and all my path is filled with is covering your madness.
当我们回想我们过去所走过的路的时候
，When we look back at the path we tread,
我们真的会觉得神是用恩典作为我们连接的冠冕。
We realize that God has crowned our ears with His grace.
但是很多时候，我不晓得你们有没有误用过上半段。
And I don't know if you misuse the second half.
我们会想象我的路径都滴下脂油。
We would think that my path is filled with this path.
好像我所有的经历，神都让很多的恩典跟着我。
And like everywhere I go, there'll be a lot of grace following me.
那个的确也是真的，对不对？
That truly indeed is real.
但是要让它更真的话，他说你的路径都低下去。
But to be more accurately, it is this path is full of darkness.
当我们没有办法为这节经文阿门做见证的时候，
then when we cannot say amen to this particular verse,
很多时候是因为我们走自己的路，而不是走跟随主的路。
Oftentimes it's because we are walking our own path.We're not following his path.
当我们真正愿意跟随主走他的路的时候，
we're really willing to follow his path.
我相信我们都能见证说，你的路径都低下去。
And we can all say, yes, Lord, your path is full of darkness.
发现主真的是恩上加恩。
Yes, our Lord is the one who is giving us grace upon grace.
所以有一个弟兄讲得很好的比喻，他就好像你在森林里面走路走路，走上一个岔路。
So brother gave a wonderful example. You could be walking in the forest, all of a sudden you come to a fork.
向左或向右，
you go to the left, you go to the right.
一个好像是律法，一个行为，你要自己的人生，自己的追求。
A particular one path is the path of the law, is your own pursuit.
另外一条路叫做恩典，叫做走主的道路。
But the other path is called the path of grace, the ways of the Lord.
但是你不可能走在主的路上，又走在恩典的路上。那你不可能走在自己的路上，又走在恩典的路上。
It is impossible for you to walk in your own path, you walk on God's path at the same time.
你必须做个拣选。
You have to make a choice.
走主的路，走自己的路。
Is it going to be God's way or your way?
走律法的路，还是走恩典的路？
The ways of the law, the ways of grace.
所以弟兄姊妹，他用恩典为我们连续的冠冕，路径地下使用，是指我们走主的路。
He's crowned our years with His grace, with blessings, and all of His paths full of His madness.
但是，concerning His path, 我们这个人常常的问题就是，主说往左，我们喜欢往右。
A lot of times our problems that the Lord says go left, but we always go right.
今天早上，于师母。这个在床上摆了两套洋装，问我说哪一套好看。
This morning, Sister Nancy laid out two outfits on the bed and asked me, "Hey, which one is better?"
那我说都好看。
I said they both look great.
这个结婚30年的经验让我学会了智慧。我说都好看。
30 years of marriage, all the wisdom.
我说这里挑一个，你挑一个。
And she said, "Please."
我怎么找都好看都没用，我只好挑了一个。我说今天这个大概比较好看。
Doesn't matter how much I say they both look great, I just have to choose one. So I said, oh, maybe this one.
他说那个为什么不好看？
那是你的呀，他不要穿的这么
丑。所以他今天就穿了另外一个。他今天这么做的时候，我就跟他讲，我说就跟从前那个太太一样了，那个他就问他先生。你要我吃的这个鲍鱼鸡汤还是这个金针排骨汤？
This reminded me of a story one time.
没关系，当做书。
A husband asked, or a wife asked his husband, or asked her husband, which one of the soup do you like?
他先生也是跟我一样智慧，他是两个都爱。太太就叫他硬要挑一个。
他
等到他挑了鲍鱼鸡汤，他就说 What's wrong with 那个？另外一个。哎，你们家里面姊妹有这个问题的举手。其实我们家有啊。
Just my house.
于是我们要回答。有什么？你都发现我们这个人在拣选道路的时候，我们明明知道那是主的路，但是有时候我们就是不肯走，对不对
？Realize we people often have this problem. We know the Lord's directions.
明明圣经上说他的路径地下直，我会让你一路蒙恩的。
We want to go right. Clearly, the scripture says that his path is full of madness, and we would be blessed.
你知道什么叫地下直吗
？You know what it means for the path is full of madness.
就是这些羊肥到一个地步，油都吐出来了。
The sheep are so fat that the fat is oozing out of them as they walk along the path.
现代人是怕胖啊！我跟你讲，古代的人，当你讲到羊牛肥的时候，是蒙福的记号。
Nowadays everybody's worried about being fat, but in those days, man, if you're fat, that's good.
他们这些羊跟着牧人走，一路上油都滴下来了。
The shepherd is walking with the sheep. They, you know, they're so fat that fat is oozing out. Well,
不是那种刚刚的骨头露出来没有东西吃的羊。
Not those sheep that are so skinny and spiny that they have nothing to eat.
所以他的恩典吸引我们跟随他走他的路。
His grace draws us to walk his path.
我们原来是不义的人，今天他却为他的名可以引导我们走义路，我们肯跟他。
We were people of unrighteousness, but because of his
们经过死荫的幽谷，我们都跟他。
Even if he leads us to the valley of shadow and death, we will follow him.
因为你的杖、你的竿都安慰我，因为你与我同在呀。
His staff and his rod has comforted me because he's with me.
用这里就是恩典的路。
This is the way of grace.
我们甘心走主的路啊。
Willing to walk this grace.
然后他说：“耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。
”So Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
我们能够说有主这个够的。
We just say.
虽然一路上恩惠慈爱都会随着我，啊，虽然主的恩典也很可贵，我要数主的恩典，而且要一一的数。但是就像我礼拜四跟大家讲的，基督徒数下主的恩典，跟世人的知足常乐是不一样的。
It's different from the world out there.
我们不是只是因为得到好处，我们属主恩典。
It's not that only we receive God's blessing that we count this grace.
因为我们有个感恩的对象，有主够了。
It is because we have an object by which we may give thanks. The Lord is enough for us.
其实中文圣经翻不出那个味道。他说：“耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。”
And again, the Scripture says, "The Lord is my shepherd; I shall not want."
但是英文就翻得很好 I shall not want 我再也没有别的需要了
And the English translation is wonderful so I have no other wants、
啊、我认识一个老弟兄我十几年没见到他 他几十年二三十年前回中国的时候
I met an elderly brother that I haven't met for many many years he went back to China numbers of years ago
他回到他很老的家但他的老家乡下去的时候
he went to his hometown
那里有一个老姊妹，她从前是受过很高等教育的。
And there was a sister there who was very highly educated.
那几十年文化大革命这些东西，让她没有机会，再去接触这些英文的东西。
And after the Cultural Revolution, she didn't have the opportunity to be exposed to anything that was of English.
所以当她碰到这个从加拿大回来的老弟兄的时候，她说：“弟兄，你可不可以跟我唱首英文的诗歌，让我？”
This is the elderly sister when she met this brother who came back from Canada. She asked him, "Can you please sing an English hymn for me that I can refresh the grace of God?"
我们在加拿大回去的老弟兄，别的歌不会唱，但是记得《Amazing Grace》的第一节。
And our elderly brother could not remember any other hymn other than "Amazing Grace," only the first verse.
他就在在他面前唱《Amazing Grace》，一直唱第一节。
So he kept singing the very first verse, "Amazing Grace."
但他有一次唱到后面，他说：“从前瞎眼，如今看见 ；was blind, now I see。”
And when he comes to the word, I was blind, but now I see.
但是这个老姊妹是后面因为太辛苦了，劳改贫穷，她眼睛已经瞎了。
This elderly sister, because of the Cultural Revolution, the cancer she was sent to, she lost her sight.
就在老弟兄唱，他也跟着唱的时候，突然一下子她眼睛开了。
And as this elderly brother was singing, all of a sudden her eyes were open.
这是一个神迹啊！瞎眼突然看见
，she could see. This was a miracle. All of a sudden, she could see.
你会说什么
？What would you do?、
我可以看了，我已经跳起来，我怎么可以看了
？I think immediately all of us were screaming, "No! I can see! I can see!"
这老弟兄说他感动到，就这个老姊妹一下子可以看的时候，他怎么样子安静的讲了一句话，他说 "How sweet you are, Jesus!" 又闭起眼睛继续唱。
Although the brother realizes he was seeing the sister for a moment, she just whispered, "How sweet you are, Jesus." She closed her eyes again. She said, "How sweet you are, Jesus." She closed her eyes again. This is something that is real.
哎呀，我们难兄一解决，病医一次，我们这个发疯的到处做见证，对不对？这也很好。
We're healed. Our troubles are gone. We rise. We give praise to God. We give testimony. Obviously, this is very good as well.
但是你从这个老姊妹身上，你知道没有一个福气可以跟耶稣相比。
But for this elderly sister, not one goodness can compare to Jesus.
能够真的说主啊，有你够了。I shall not want it.
To say, Lord, is enough for me to have you. I shall not want.
虽然主会让恩惠慈爱一生随着我。
Yes, all of His goodness and goodness will follow us all the days of our life.
但是我们能够说主啊，有你够了。
For us to say, God, you are enough for me.
就是每次是一个真正认识神的人。
This is someone who really knows God.
所以我们希望我们能够结束的时候，我们一起来念诗篇103篇第二节的这节经文。
And as we close, let's all go to Psalm 103. We'd like to close on this verse, verse 2.
他说：“我的心啊，你要称颂耶和华，不可忘记他的一切恩惠。”再来一次哈，我的心啊，你要称颂耶和华， 不可忘记他的一切恩惠。有一些税吏和 tax collector， 然后他去找一个神的仆人，他的告诉我你有什么财产，我看看你有什么可以课税。其实那个传道人丈夫是被穷的。他一问他的时候，他说我富有的很，我告诉你。他那个二人知道他的，这个古代的 IRS 一听见你有钱都很高兴的。他可以从你身上得好处的。他说来，我告诉你一些吧。他说第一个，我里面有永生 eternal life。第二个，我在天上有一个大的 mansion。第三个，他说我的爸爸是全世界最有钱的，他把整个宇宙都给我了。这是圣经上的话吗？万有都是你们的。
All things are ours. This is what the Word of God said. Every single one of the words that He claims
here.
I have a peace inside of me the world cannot take away. Unspeakable joy. He starts counting one by one. He says, I have a love that will not fail. He says, rich.
神的 rich， 他不是故意乱说的。
Yes, he's not just babbling.
一讲到神的恩典，舌头是快手笔。
When he talks about God's grace, his tongue is like the pen of a ready writer.
我的心哪，你要称颂耶和华。
My heart, praise the Lord.
不可以忘记他一切的恩惠。
Do not forget all his benefits.
神是恩典的神。
Our God is a God of grace.
那神给我们的恩典是一个 living person， 不是看得见摸得着的这些。这个恩典，这个 living person 就是他的爱子。
And this living person is this beloved son.
在他爱子的里面，他把所有的。
And his son is giving us everything.
哎，我们真的是世界上最富有的人。
We are the richest people.
我们一起来唱数数恩典，好不好？
We're gonna sing this hymn together.
715首。715首。我们今天没有成人主日学，所以你们不要着急。所以你们又可以多数主日恩典一点。啊，不是说没有主日学你要数主日恩典，可以多有一点时间好好的数主日恩典。715首，我们穿鞋的都来唱好不好？第二节弟兄，第三节姊妹，我们看谁唱的比较值得来感
受。
当你经过身边困难不说中，提起绝望与悲伤的故事 真的感谢你。
Let our hearts thank you.
这个恩典是神在万古之先就为我们预备的。
This grace, this gift was prepared for us.
不是按照我们的行为。
Not according to our words.
不是因为我们有任何的好处。
Not because we have any goodness.
全是因着你的旨意和恩典。
But entirely of your will and your purpose.
我们也知道这个恩典大到一个地步。
And we know that this grace.
超过我们所能明白的。
Advanced to the point that we cannot not comprehend.
主啊，在全世界都在各样的经济萧条、人民的受苦的时候，在我们周围有这么多失业和病痛的人，主啊，你帮助我们的心来转眼仰望你。
Lord, you cause our hearts to come and turn to you.
圣灵在这里不断地对我们说，你的恩典够我们用。
Holy Spirit, come and tell us of the grace of the Lord's one is sufficient for us.
你应许我们可以随时来到你的施恩宝座前。
You promise that we can always come to your throne of grace.
来得连续蒙恩惠，主我们应许的帮助。
To receive a grace for our times and our help for our time of need.
主啊，在这感恩的年日里面，我们特别把我们的感谢来归给你。
The Lord, in this season of thanksgiving, we particularly give you our thanks.
你给我们所有的恩典都是我们所不配得的。
All the grace we receive are the things that we are not worthy to receive.
我们不仅仅在基督里我们得着了，而且还要恩上加恩。
But not only have we received it in Christ, but there is more grace that is to come.
主啊，帮助我们做一个知恩又会感恩的人。
The Lord, help us to be a people that know that we are blessed and we know how to give you thanks.
也别让我们成为你恩典的运河，恩典的出口。
That we may be a channel of blessing for those around us.
我们成为我们所有周围人的祝福。
And be a blessing for everyone who's around us.
把我们在座所有在难处中，不管病痛、失业、家庭的困难，任何的困难，我们都交在你的手中。
Again, we commit all of us, all those who are among us, who are in need of a job and who are ill and just have difficulties, troubles anywhere around. We pray for your grace.
用你共用的恩典和亲自的同在来坚固我们的信心。
And with your sufficient grace, your own presence. Our
让我们在恩典中都刚强起来。
We may be strengthened in your grace.
也在你的恩典中不住的长进。
And in your grace we continue to grow.
好让我们这一生靠定你的道路。
That all the days of our lives we will choose your path.
我们要一生一世住在你的殿中。
All the days of our lives we will dwell in your temple.
谢谢你。
We thank you, God.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.